Well, first of all, I want to congratulate South Sudan on its sixth Independence Day celebration. I know there's, for many people, there's not a lot to celebrate. There's been war and there's even been famine in the country. And I think many South Sudanese have yet to see the real benefits of being a citizen of a new country. Often the euphoria around gaining sovereignty that the South Sudanese fought for so long for is not translated into the responsibility that comes with sovereignty, the responsibility to live in, for people to live in peace, to have health care, to have education so their kids have got a chance to grow up and look forward to the future. But many countries have been through similar situations and have come out the other side, and it's my profound hope and wish for South Sudan that they will be able to move through this and have the kind of country that they deserve and they really want and hope for. South Sudan's very fortunate. It's got good soils, it's got good rainfall, it's got oil, it's got minerals, got many of those types of resources that other countries would love to have. What we're not seeing at the moment is people benefiting from that. And clearly what we want to see is a good government that's leading in a way that ensures that the people are the recipients of the wealth, that we see peace, that other leaders, all leaders, not just within the government but outside, are committed to peace to ensure that the country can move forward in the way that we all expect it to.